Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday morning. It's Christmas Eve Eve. Mm-hmm. Very excited about Christmas Eve Eve. Hope everybody's very excited too.
It is our last video of the long weekend. So we're going to probably make it extra long today because we have so many things, so many things to talk about.
So many things.
Mm-hmm. So many things. But first, I would like to share with you an email that I got from Sandy Stokes from Charlestown, West Virginia. And it's amazing. I looked at it, I read it, and I was like, this is crazy because I have been reliably informed by Bette Midler that everyone in West Virginia is illiterate. So the fact that I got an email...
Isn't she supposed to be like on drugs or something?
Strung out.
Isn't she strung out? Yeah. So she's supposed to not be able to read and write. And she's supposed to be strung out. This is remarkable that she was able to write us something about My Pillow.
Way to go, Sandy Stokes. Way to go. Anyway, Sandy writes, Dear Mock and Daisy, starting the day with you starts the day right. I find your show informative, educational, and at times hilarious. I am a tightwad, and I've resisted buying the great products that you promote each day. You have finally worn me down, and I just ordered 2 MyPillow premium pillows. I was really impressed to learn that MyPillow has a variety of pillows, and I appreciated their Find Your Support Level tool. Who knows what I will buy next? Thank you for keeping it real, for calling out the BS, and for brightening up the world with your laughter. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Sandy Stokes from Charlestown, and in parentheses, she put, proud of Joe Manchin, even though I'm a Republican. P.S. The ugly photos of Ashley Judd were hilarious.
Speaking of which, we have to get a video up this week that we did a couple years ago of Ashley Judd. Stay tuned for that. People's heads are going to explode.
Oh my God. I posted the Medusa photo of her this morning on Facebook.
People are...
They cannot deal. Now, most people, our people, are like, this is great. Ha ha. They love it.
Oh my God, they have a sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah. But the Tammies, there's some Tammies out there who are very upset.
They're losing their crap.
It just cracks me up that they are this mad about like just a daily photo that's just a joke.
Guys need to rise up. You need to rise up and lean forward and lean in and do all the leaning. Just lean. Lean.
What is that? What is that about the leaning? Why, like Sheryl Sandberg or whatever her name, she wanted us to lean in. You were saying MSNBC wants to lean forward.
Forward. Everybody's leaning. I'm not leaning. I'm not rising. I'm laughing.
I just want to lie down.
Right.
I don't want to lean. I just want to be horizontal.
It's exhausting. You're exhausting. Stop it. Anyways, buy some pillows.
Yes, and you can do that right now using our code CHICKS at mypillow.com/CHICKS. You get huge discounts, not just on pillows, but like on all of their products. And that includes 40% off of the MyPillow squeezy kitten fur technology slippers and moccasins, which are phenomenal, especially for the cold winter months. All right. Should we just get through the Biden clips first? Should we just do that?
Probably get through the Biden clips.
Okay. So Joe Biden, you guys, I hope you're sitting down because he did another formal interview. Remember how it's been several weeks now since he sat down with Snuffleupagus. This time it was with that ABC guy that's like super insurance salesman looking guy. I don't know how to say his last name. It's M-U-I-R. How do you say that?
Mir. Mir.
I'm almost positive that is not how you say it.
That's how I say it in my head. Why is that funny? It's
So David Muir interviewed him. Now, listen, before the insurance salesmen are like, oh my God, and so mad at me, can you just know that I don't mean anything by that?
My dad was in insurance. My dad, I grew up in insurance, Brad. It was an insurance. What's wrong with insurance?
There's nothing wrong with it.
He's very like suit guy. I'm in a suit.
He's very suit guy. That's all I'm saying. Please don't get mad.
Muir.
Muir. Okay. David Tilley. Thank you. He says it's Muir.
Muir. Like manure. Muir. Got it. Okay. I got it.
All right. So I have three clips to share from that interview that are of significance. The first one is when Joe Biden is asked about domestic travel and like what potential restrictions might be happening with domestic travel. Here it is.
Mr. President, let me ask you about just getting on a plane in this country. We're seeing millions travel home for the holidays, filling the airports and getting on these planes. Have you considered requiring passengers in this country to be vaccinated to get on flights?
It's been considered, but the recommendation I've gotten is not necessary.
Even with Omicron?
Even with Omicron. That's the recommendation I got so far from the team.
So what a freaking puppet.
I do see what you're saying, though. I want to buy a term life policy from that guy. I do. Don't you? It's true. Okay, so you're right. A puppet. Yes, yes. Continue. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, like, the whole point to me of that clip was him saying, well, my team says that I don't have to do that yet. So he just comes off as so freaking weak once again. So weak.
Well, he's not making any of the decisions. He's not doing that. My God, 6 months ago, we decided he's the puppet guy, right? He is somebody else behind the scenes. It's the great and powerful Oz situation where somebody is pulling the strings and making all the decisions, right? It's not him. He has no idea where he is. He is shitting his pants.
Okay, so the next one, this one is something. So he was asked the question about whether or not he plans to run for re-election. And you guys, anyway, I'll just let it speak for itself.
I want to ask you about something I asked weeks before the election when we sat down. You said you would absolutely serve 8 years if elected. Do you plan to run for re-election?
Yes, but look, I'm a great respecter of fate. Fate has intervened in my life many, many times. If I'm in the health I'm in now, if I'm in good health, then in fact, I would run again.
And if that means a rematch against Donald Trump?
You're trying.
Okay.
He ended up saying, I don't know why it cut off right there, but he ended up saying that if it is a rematch between him and Trump, that would be extra enticement. That would be like an incentive, even more of an incentive to do it, is if Trump is the guy.
That would be such a disaster for him. Such a disaster. Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
I don't know, though, because I'm one of those people that tends to believe that there are still a lot of people that are angry with Trump, and it would not go as well as it might with somebody else. That's just my personal opinion. Don't come at me.
Yeah, I disagree with you. I completely disagree. I think there are people who, even if they're angry at Trump, they would be like, this guy has been a colossal disaster. And we have just careened off a cliff with him. And the dude who had the angry or the bad tweets would be a gajillion times better than this guy who craps his pants and has no idea where he is. And is putting us into a state of socialism.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I would land, right?
Right.
But I do.
And you have to remember, it's the independents who would decide that. I mean, the people who are the camp of independents, those people are like, what the hell? I mean, they're like, what is going on right now? Those people are freaking out.
All right. One more clip from that interview with David Muir.
Muir.
And this is about the failures of this administration to deal with the challenges of the supply chain, which, by the way, it was interesting to read some of the new headlines about the supply chain this morning. First of all, the fact that there's a huge headline on Daily Mail right now that says that those 500 million tests that Biden is, you're going to hear him talk about that in this clip, they haven't been ordered yet. Is that wrong?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't signed the contract apparently. And they said that it may take a year for them to arrive. Can you even? That's, it's insane. Insane.
Oh, my God. So know that, right? Like, have that piece of information in your head when you watch him try to justify the administration's reaction.
If you go to the pharmacy, we hear this over and over again, empty shelves, no test kits. Is that a failure?
No, I don't think it's a failure. I think it's you could argue that we should have known a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago. I've ordered half a billion of the pills, 500 million pills. 500 million test kits that are going to be available to be sent to every home in America if anybody wants them. But the answer is, yeah, I wish I had thought about ordering 500 million pills 2 months ago before COVID hit here.
But we're nearly 2 years into this pandemic. You're a year into the presidency. Empty shelves and no test kits in some places, 3 days before Christmas when it's so important. Is that good enough?
No, nothing's been good enough.
Okay. Right. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You should probably just resign at this point because you're such a complete and utter disaster. The thing is that they had all this stuff in place. We talked about this yesterday. They had it in place and he was like, no, we don't want this because it has Trump on it. So we're going to go ahead and get rid of it, which has made everything a complete foobar. And so we are where we are. And so, and they saw this coming, right? They saw it coming.
Well, that's interesting because there's people like Fauci and Walensky who are like, of course we saw that coming. We've been seeing it coming forever. We've been talking about it. And then the actual administration is like, we had no idea.
Yeah. So they're, what are they not talking or are they just that unbelievably stupid? I'm going to go with they're that unbelievably stupid, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, they're that inept and they're that stupid. They have to get out of there. We have to get these people out of there.
Well, and for him to say, I've ordered 500 million test kits. Well, it turns out you actually haven't. You may have thought about it and you may have announced that that's the plan, but you haven't actually hit the order button on Amazon.
Or maybe he actually did order that many pills when he was actually ordering pills when he should have been ordering tests because he kept saying pills. What the hell are you talking about, you whack job? He has no idea what he's saying on any given day. He has no idea what he's doing. He should not be in this position. I mean, the guy needs to be retired someplace in a room playing checkers with his grandkids. That's what he needs to be doing, not driving.
Well, and then for him to say, oh, yeah, I'm totally going to run for re-election if my health is as good as it is today. Dude, your health is not good today. From a mental standpoint, It's not good. All right. I have another clip to play of Psaki, who is very, very self-congratulating on behalf of the administration for saving Christmas.
Oh,
we've saved Christmas. And that is because President Biden recognized this challenge early, acted as an honest broker to bring key stakeholders together, and focused on addressing practical problems across the global supply chain.
Oh, my God.
He saved Christmas, she says.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So he's like one of the guys in all those movies that we see that saves Christmas. He's that guy. Mm-hmm. We should all be like cheering and clapping for him. Oh, my God, you guys, he did that. He saved Christmas. So great. He's the reason that we have all this stuff. And it's like, you know, the other day we went to the grocery store. Was it 2 days ago? Yesterday morning we went to the grocery store. And I was so irritated by how giant our bill was. We didn't even buy that much stuff. And our bill was probably on average between $80 to $100 more than what it probably would have been if we would have bought that stuff a year or two ago, right?
But I mean, I guess it's good. You're supposed to be grateful that you were able to get those things, that those specific things were available. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, too, that we were at a Walmart when we got all that stuff. And like there was stuff that was not on the shelves. I mean, the shelves are kind of empty. I'm thinking to myself, okay, this isn't just supply. It's not just the fact that it's Christmas. It is supply chain. I mean, the shelves are way emptier than they were a year ago. So they can tell you the things they want to tell you. They can do the whole song and dance and say, oh, everything's fine. I've saved Christmas. Supply chain is working fine. Everything's this, everything's that. And they can do the whole smoke and mirrors, but we all know what the truth is, right? I mean, we all know.
That's the thing. They keep trying to say, don't believe your lying eyes. I mean, they can say we've saved Christmas, but we can see what's happening. There's a new headline every single day of another business that's been forced to close because they can't get the things that they sell. And so we're not going to just believe that everything is fine when we can see reality right in front of us.
We're still waiting on doors for our house, interior doors for our house, which, by the way, I know people have offered to give me doors for my house, which is so sweet. And I love people in our community. They're so sweet.
That is so nice.
It is so nice. It's very, very nice. But I mean, but this is the thing. I think we'll finally get doors. I think maybe next week, maybe, I don't know. It's a crapshoot, but that's the thing. We've waited how many months for interior doors? I mean, that's insane. It's absolutely insane.
So we got a great email, as we usually do, from one of our listeners. This is from Chrissy from Kansas City. And by the way, in her signature, she put hashtag balls, hashtag Harry's tiny balls, hashtag Governor DeSantis. Only she probably said, Governor DeSantis.
You know she did that. And then she's purring. She's still purring.
She totally purred. So she writes that she watches us every day during her morning run. And as she was planning for Christmas, she sent this when a couple weeks ago or so. Yeah, she said, as I was planning for Christmas, the idea came to me that I could cover my entire family in My Pillow towels. Towels for you, towels for you, towels for everyone.
You get a towel. You get a towel. I love it.
She said, I logged on to mypillow.com/chicks and used the code and purchased 8 sets of towels for $39 each. The items were purchased on a Monday and I had them by Wednesday. No supply chain issues with Mike Lindell.
That's right. All you guys have to do is go to mypillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for specials like 40% off all my slippers and 50% off My Pillow mattress toppers. Are you getting this?
Hello.
Enter promo code CHICKS or call 800-875-0513 for great My Pillow specials. Fantastic, really. They're not just great. They're fantabulous. That's 800-875-0513. Use promo code CHICKS at checkout. Save now, just in time, for giving the ultimate gift and comfort and awesomeness with the best deals of the year on all the MyPillow products.
Do it. Okay, so we talked about Biden. We talked about him running again. We talked about supply chain stuff. I'm just checking things off of my list. We also need to talk about the fact that we were on Grant Stinchfield last night, and we have some things to say. We're going to tell you some stuff about that, you guys.
I got to tell you. Okay, this is why I hate TV, you guys. So we do this thing about every week. Like, we've had a couple weeks off because of, you know, just things that have been going on in our lives. But we do like a weekly thing on Grant Stinchfield. So the producer who is, he's lovely. He's really lovely. But there's a producer that handles the show, and he'll send us like, you know, a couple topics to be like, hey, heads up, we'll probably be talking about these things. We can usually count on, like, out of the 4 or 5 things that he'll send us, we can count on like 2 things that we know we'll probably be talking about, because it's literally like a minute hit. It's just so quick. Am I wrong? It is like the quickest.
No. And it seems like, and I don't know how to take it, because it seems like it gets shorter every time. Because I feel like maybe the first time around we were like 6 minutes. Yesterday, I think it was around 4.5. So I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, I feel it goes so fast. I have no idea what the deal is. It's like, so he doesn't spend that much time with us. So we just know where it's going to be like, boom, and then we're done. So you what you do is you go through and you like read some of the stuff, just so you can familiarize yourself with, okay, this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. So you don't look like a complete and total idiot on the show. Okay. So a couple times, and more than a couple, I'd say a handful of times that we've been on the show, he'll send us these links. You go through it. You spend like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes going through the stuff to kind of familiarize yourself. And then we get on and you talk about none of that stuff. They throw you, like, Grant will be like, we're going to talk about this totally different thing. Amy Jo, what do you think about that?
And he always calls on you first. Always.
Always me. And I'm like, dang it. And so, and that's the thing. So you're sitting there and you're like, well, crap. I hope that I know what I'm talking about. And some of the times, you know, because, you know, you're familiar with the news cycle, but some of the times it's later at night. I've had stuff going on like 3-4 hours before, and it's something new that comes up. It's like it's a breaking news story or something. And I'm freaking clueless. So that happened last night.
Well, and so yesterday, and we were so stoked, you guys, about the topics, and sometimes we're not, right? But last night we were really excited because we knew we were going to talk about the 21-day equity challenge at that Michigan school. There were a couple of different stories about kids being used to sell vaccines. And then there was the story about Gavin Newsom with more restrictions. And I was so stoked to say that Gavin Newsom needed a Sucrets. You have no idea how much I wanted to say it, because the video that they were going to use was so gravelly and raspy, and he sounded so awful. And I had that ready, man.
I was so excited because Gavin Newsom has been saying that that people really aren't fleeing his state. They really, there was a comment yesterday. He was like, there is not this mass exodus from California. Like, that's just a big myth. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, seriously, dude, like yesterday I'm driving down the road and I saw two Subarus that had California plates on them. I could have driven over them in my giant SUV, chose not to, but they're all over the place. They're all over the place. They're everywhere. I mean, there is a mass exodus here and they're all fleeing to Texas. And so you can't tell me that they're not, because I mean, hell, one of them is in my family that came here and moved to Dallas. So get bent, you know, I mean, it's happening.
Well,
dude.
And it's not just what he needs to recognize too. I mean, he needs to stop lying obviously about the exodus, but what's also not happening are the normal amount of people moving to California. Cause like every year, there's a certain number of people that go there. I don't know why, jobs, whatever, but they're not going anymore. It's like almost a 40% drop from year to year of people who are moving over there. So he's not taking that into account. And these are the kinds of things that we were like totally ready to talk about. And then he just throws out to Amy Jo, he's like, so Amy Jo, what do you think about Mary Gay Scanlon getting carjacked? Like, and I sat there and nodded, like, I totally know this. And I had no idea. But I was like, I know all about this. That was my face.
I was like, oh, jeez.
And then you texted me. She texted me afterwards. She was like, how did you know that? And I was like, I didn't. I had no idea. I won it. It was a total win.
This is our life. This is what George does to us all the time. So, George, if you're watching, stop it.
George.
So this is the thing. I mean, this is why I hate TV, you guys. Plus, you have to put on makeup. And then you sit there for like 20 minutes beforehand. And then I'm in this god awful cabin. And like the producer's like, can you move those leggings from the top bunk? And I'm like, seriously, what is that?
Did I say that?
Yeah, we were having a conversation yesterday. Cause I'm like, what? Did those leggings not look good hanging from the top bunk? What, you don't like that for your shot? What? So I had to move like stuff from the top bunk. And then I was like, listen, I'm going to be out of your hopefully in like a month. I promise I'll get out. And he's like, you've been saying that for the past couple months. And I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. Touche.
Well, did you see my text about how I accidentally went into your link? Oh my God. So I'm like, I get there. And then like within 60 seconds, all of a sudden I see you, which I never do. Cause usually we have two separate links that we get. And I'm like, and yeah, you were yelling at Frag. You were all like, Frag, I'm trying to do a TV hit, Frag. And so, and I was like, what is going on? And I was like, I'm clearly not in the right spot. So I like ducked out and then I got into the right spot. But that was so weird to see you there. I was like, that's not normal.
I don't even know what that looked like, because they give us two different links. It's all very weird and production-y. And anyways, TV is so exhausting, you guys.
I mean, we love Grant. We love Grant and we're happy to do it. It's super fun. It's just that that's some of the behind the scenes stuff that you wouldn't necessarily know about how all of that works.
Everybody's probably checked out by now. They're like, we don't care, but just so you know, that's how TV works. And it's really very exciting, you guys. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting. Also, this is a good time to remind you, if you haven't seen it already, we posted the entire interview that we had with Brian Kilmeade on our YouTube channel, the Mock and Daisy Show YouTube channel. The whole interview is there. It was so much fun. Even when he accidentally, he ducked out in the middle of it, like his phone died or something. I don't even know what happened. But all of a sudden we were like, come back.
We were doing Kate Winslet in Titanic. Yeah, we were
come back.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very dear. So funny. He's a funny guy. I mean, just really personable, so down to earth. A lot of those folks are not super down to earth, but he really is. He's like, what you see is what you get. He's a super nice guy. Really nice guy. Yeah.
And he played. Mm-hmm. He played with us very well, I thought.
Right. Right. Which a lot of folks don't do. And they don't get our humor, you know. It's like, well, when she puts up photos of Ashley Judd during the interview, they just don't get it. They don't understand.
Okay, I did not do that. I would have. I could have. But I did show my doll. I showed my bobblehead, my Ron DeSantis bobblehead.
Did.
I did show
she
that.
She did do
him.
That. And I said that we're going to have to, he's getting a restraining order against her. And he totally understood it. I mean, he understood our humor. So, whereas a lot of people don't. Some people in our community don't understand it, but he understood it. So
he got it. He got it. So if you don't want to watch and you'd rather just listen, you know, you can always do that too, because it is an audio podcast that you can get wherever you get your podcast. So you can check it out either way that you want to do that.
You know what? I am super excited to talk about AMAC today.
I know, best news ever, because like when we first learned about AMAC, it was for 50 plus, right? Like you had to be like kind of old like us.
Like a geezer like us, right?
Right. And now they've expanded their membership to include anybody at any age. This is amazeballs.
Really, really exciting, because I can actually get into the fold some of my old, well, my older kids. They're going to be super excited about it because the benefits are amazing. But this is like huge news. I mean, because these are people that can be brought into the fight for, you know, conservative values and things that we believe in, and family and freedom and all those wonderful things that we believe in. And that's what AMAC believes in. And I'm so excited about this, that it's not just us geezers who are, you know, who are going to be on the AMAC bandwagon.
Now you can join 2.3 million of your BFFs and have an organization advocate for you. And you can find out all about it at amac.us/checks.
Do it today, you guys.
We should make a quick note that the Supreme Court has decided to hear officially, starting on the 7th of January, they're going to hear arguments about mandates. Okay, so it has gotten to the Supreme Court level, which is, it needs to be there. We have to now just hope that Roberts, Kavanaugh, Comey Barrett, that they...
The balls, that they have some balls.
Yeah, they need to...
Balls, they need to have them.
They need to bring those out. Mm-hmm. Because they've not
take
been
them out of the drawer.
Helpful lately.
Take them out of the nightstand, put them on, have them, you know,
have them available. Madison Cawthorn getting a divorce. Representative Madison Cawthorn getting a divorce after just 8 months of marriage. And now this is, because I saw the headline where it was like, it's because, you know, 30 women have accused him of sexually harassing them or whatever. She, the chick that he married, all of those harassment allegations happened before they even were engaged. So that's not what's going on with the divorce. Apparently, what he is saying about the reason for the divorce is that his job doesn't allow him the balance that they need to maintain a relationship. And they've got, you know, irreconcilable differences that they just can't get past, even though they've tried therapy. And please, you know, respect our privacy at this time.
Yeah. I feel like that's something that you would know, though, before you get married to somebody. I'm just putting that out there. I'm not trying to be judgy. And I you don't know what happens behind closed doors. You don't. You really don't. But I feel like when you marry somebody in his position, you would know that, you know, like you would know what the time constraints would be. You would know. You just would know.
I guess they just did not know very well. So... yeah. So that's happening. And then also, I told Daisy about this story before we got on. You guys, I cannot stop laughing about this.
This is great. This is so great.
This is a Florida man story. Okay. I read this headline and I saw this guy. This guy gets pulled over by a cop at a traffic stop. His taillight's out or whatever. It doesn't matter the reason, but it was a traffic stop. And for whatever reason, cops felt the need to do a search of this guy's car and of this guy's person. And on his person, they discovered that attached by baggie to his actual schlong were meth and coke. So he had baggies of meth and coke strapped on
right there on his tool belt, you know, it was right there on his tool, you know,
like on the actual tool,
on the tool right there.
Right. So his response when they discovered this, you guys, was to say, "That's not mine." I mean, of all the excuses that you might use.
It's good though. I mean, it's awesome. Good for him. I mean, it's good for him, right?
And then the best part is his mugshot. You guys, he is like the happiest drug person ever.
Question. Is he from West Virginia? Is he? Just wondering.
I don't think so. This is a Florida man.
Oh my God.
I love him, even though...
So I have something, because I didn't know this, you guys. So I'm scrolling through Instagram the other day, and I saw this story, And I don't know, Miriam and I think that maybe we may have talked about this in 2017, but we both have early Alzheimer's. So we don't know. We may have talked about it and we may have laughed about it. We may have thought this is funny, but it happens.
Because we do that. We do that a lot where we're like, we've never talked about that. And actually we've had an entire 3-hour
right.
show about
and
it.
And there's like there's audio proof of us talking about it. We're like, I don't remember ever talking about that on the radio, but we did. Okay. So Matthew Perry from Friends, you guys remember him? Chandler Bing Bong. He I guess grew up in Canada. I didn't know he was Canadian, but he and a friend of his, when he was 10 years old, beat the crap out of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I love this story. I feel like we wouldn't forget that, because why would we put that? That's a file I want to save. You know
me
what I mean?
Me too. I would have never forgotten this. I mean, this is such a great story. So anyways, he beat the crap out of Justin Trudeau with a friend of his. This is an elementary school, which, I mean, why would you not do that? I mean, it's because, you know, Justin Trudeau is just like this total nerdy kid, right? And so he beat him up. And now, this was back in 2017, Justin Trudeau tweeted, "I've been giving it some thought. And you know what? Who hasn't wanted to punch Chandler? How about a rematch at Matthew Perry?" And I don't have the exact tweet in front of me, but Matthew Perry, he tweeted him back and he was like, you know, I'm going to go. He called him kind sir. He was very polite. And he was like, I'm going to go ahead and say no to that, kind sir, because you have an army behind you now. And so he said no to the rematch. But I thought that was...
So Justin Trudeau was literally like, put him up.
Yeah, he was like, I want a rematch now that I have like an army of people behind me. And now that I'm 47 years old or whatever. Yeah, 45. He was 45 at the time. And I think Chandler was, I guess they were around the same age. I'm assuming they're around the same age.
If they were in school together. Yeah, that's right. So nuts.
Isn't that crazy? I just thought that was so funny. I thought it was funny. I mean, people are going to get mad at us. They're going to be like, you guys need to rise up. Because you're talking about boys beating each other up on the playground. You need to lean forward and lean in and rise up and do all the leaning and rising. But I thought it was a funny story. And if we missed it, that's one that we have to go back and pull out of the archives of stories.
Yeah. And like refile it for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like 5 years from now, you guys, we're going to do a video just like this that will be like, you guys, oh my God, did you know that Chandler beat up Justin Trudeau? And we're going to seem like it's the first time we've heard it. Just, we want you to just be prepared for that.
Yeah. Everybody needs to know that Chandler Bing beat the crap out of Justin Trudeau. Just everybody needs to know it. The more you know.
Hey, you, I'm supposed to remind you that you wanted to mention our store because you have an addition to it.
Yes, I do have an addition in our store. I wonder if it's up. I'm going to look right now and see if it's up. Let me see if it is, because sometimes they don't accept things. I put a new design in it. Right. Sometimes they don't. I put everything. There's like, it's on everything, but a new design out there. And it's the final variant is called Communism.
Oh my gosh. I'm just on the main page of the store. By the way, you can find the store if you just go to our website, chicksontheright.com, like one of the little tabby tabs at the top says store, and it takes you to all of our stuff. Let me go to the last page and see. No, I don't see it.
It's not there.
Did you get declined?
I don't know. Sometimes it says it's published. It says it's published
really?
In the market. Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Yeah, sometimes it takes a long time. It takes a couple days to be put in there.
Okay, I see all the Let's Go Brandon stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's really bizarre because sometimes it takes a while. It says publish in the marketplace, but it may take a while for it to actually get out there and for us to start selling stuff.
Oh my God, I love the tie-dye. The tie-dye Let's Go Brandon shirt is awesome.
Yeah, there's some cute stuff out there for Let's Go Brandon. I'll make sure that the final variant is called Communism is out there. Like, hopefully it'll be out there today. I don't know, because it says publish, so hopefully stuff will be out there today, and I'll keep bothering them. They're really weird about saying yes to stuff. They're so weird about approvals. I don't know. And anything 2A, they don't allow it. I mean, they're just bizarre. Because we used to have one out there that was really cute, and it was 2A is bae.
Yes, so I love
cute.
That.
I loved
one.
It. I did too. I loved it. And they were like, no. And then they didn't let us have it.
Talk because... about the constitutional amendments.
Right.
What are you, crazy?
They were so weird about it. So anyways, we have a store. And if you are interested, there's some cute stuff out there. We have some really cute designs from a couple of years ago that are even still, we just love them so much. So, and we had those done. It's not stuff that I did. We actually had a designer put them out there. So if you're interested, those are really cute for you to buy for yourself for after Christmas. If you have some Christmas spending money, those would be fun. So there's that.
You guys, we'll be back on Monday. Have the best Christmas ever with your
Merry
family.
Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas to all of you. We love you guys so much. Everybody be safe. Enjoy your holiday. And we will talk to you on Monday.
The Three Martini Lunch has our first ever guest. Sportscaster Bob Costas joins us to discuss the intersection of woke politics and sports, the moral cloud hanging over the upcoming Winter Games in China, the state of political discourse, and more. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.